It's Tuesday. Welcome back to the See You Next Tuesday podcast. I'm Shannon.
And
I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm Shay.
And I'm Shannon.
And this is the third episode of the See You Next Tuesday podcast, guys. I'm super excited. We're like a little bit dumbfounded that we're on our third episode already.
I know. Yeah. The way I'm talking about it is almost as if it's like our 100th episode, but
no, it's pretty major.
It feels pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty massive. So
third time's a charm.
Third time is a charm. Shannon, how was your week? I missed you.
I know. I feel like I haven't seen you in so long.
It's like a few days.
It's been, when was actually the last time we saw each other? Saturday?
Oh, that's it's too long.
I know.
It's too long.
I know.
Anyway, how was your week?
It was good. I went to Arizona. I don't even know what day it is, to be honest.
Fair enough.
I went to Arizona for 36 hours.
Okay.
It was fun. Phoenix is just not for me. And when I say Phoenix, I mean downtown Phoenix. It's just very Walking Dead.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, yes, 100%. Because I used to live in Florida. So I grew up in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more like near St. Augustine-ish. And downtown Jacksonville is like, you just never go there.
Yeah.
You know?
I was like, because we had to go down there for like city vibes. It was for like a shoot and we wanted city vibes and the whole thing. But we were downtown Phoenix and I'm looking around and for every one human being, there's like five meth heads.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my gosh.
Well, I've never been to Phoenix and I don't travel often. So like every time I hear about a new city, I'm like, okay, tell me what it's like.
Now I will say, and when I say Phoenix, this is me being naive and like not going to Arizona a lot, but because like Phoenix is like the whole thing and there's pockets just like Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So like downtown Phoenix is that, but then the like Scottsdale, beautiful, stunning, spectacular.
Okay.
I was just like, wow. And I don't know how you can live there and get over the mountains.
No.
Like, I actually was like, this is, like, someone's going to drop the screen. Like, the green screen's going to fall. And
right.
It was just beautiful.
So beautiful.
Yeah. But I just was like, I guess you get used to it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, get back here in Tennessee. And I'm like, wow, look at these beautiful rolling hills.
Love these billboards everywhere. These
stunning green hills. Now, the one thing is, they really can't touch grass in Arizona because, man, is grass hard to come by.
No shit.
Like, the minute we landed, like, even as the plane was landing, I was like, wow, it's all brown.
Just desert.
Crazy. It is a desert, but, like,
yeah.
Oh, and that's the other thing. It was 110 degrees.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm ready for fall. I'm ready for it
me
to
too.
Cool. And you know what? That's a lot coming from me.
That's a lot because, like, 2 weeks ago, I said that to you and you went,
no.
No.
I want summer for life.
You went, shut up. No.
Well, I'm such a Florida girl. Like, I mean, I love warm, beautiful weather. And like I say, I'm such a Florida girl, but, like, Florida's half the time way too fucking humid and rains all the time. So that's our winter. But I like the warmth. I've always debated moving somewhere warmer, somewhere near a beach. But
no, I'm the same way, though.
Yeah.
Like, I've definitely always been a beach girly.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, hand in hand with warm weather usually.
Yep.
So, but.
But also, like, oh, don't you imagine yourself in, like, a cozy sweater?
Oh, yeah. Or, like, no, that's all I'm thinking about now. I'm like, give me some boots.
Yeah.
I want a sweater.
Yeah. But I could still do a sweater moment on the beach. Like, I'd be happy with
that,
too.
It could still get chilly.
Yeah.
It's not that it doesn't get chilly.
Yeah.
It's just, I do like Tennessee fall because it's like, right now, what? It's still, like, 85.
Yeah.
85 degrees every day and we're in September, almost October.
And it's still beautiful.
Mm-hmm. But then there's just that nice,
mm-hmm.
there's that nice moment where it's like 70, 65 to 70.
I can't wait.
Beautiful. And oh, it just hits so well. And yep. Then suddenly it's like, hey, winter.
Okay. But I've also been like, I've been really working on my style.
Oh, I thought you were going to say myself. I was like,
no.
What a transition.
No, I think myself is doing okay right now. We don't need to work on anything at the moment. No, but I think my style has been like a freaking a whirlwind with me because I literally have been trying to figure out like my own personal style. But I'm this year, which is the first year I've been excited for fall, only for the fact that I can wear really, really cute boots and really, really cute sweaters.
I love a boot.
I love
boots.
Dude.
I hate, so this is my one thing about summer is that I'm not a fan of like open-toed heels. Mm-hmm. Like, I like them, but I prefer boots. Yeah. I love an ankle boot. I love a knee-high boot. Mm-hmm. I love an over-the-knee boot. I love mm-hmm. a boot. They're comfy and warm.
They're yes. And these boots are made for walk-in, if you will.
Yep.
I got new boots. I got the Fry boots. They're everywhere on TikTok right now, dude.
I saw and I literally, I think you posted on your story today, and I saw it and I went, I want to pass away. I want those boots so okay, bad.
But they're not the boots that everybody's wearing. They're not the campus boots. Oh,
I like the ones that you have.
I really liked them. I wanted to go for more of like an English writing-ish boot. Mm-hmm. And like cosplay a little English writer, which I mm-hmm. try to be, but I stopped doing horse lessons, which is like,
I was just about to say.
No, it's so depressing. I had to stop because I didn't have enough time and like, I can't take the baby and like all this stuff, which really it's so depressing. But I talk to Jackson all the time. I'm like, okay, when we are at a point in our lives that we can mm-hmm. have land, we're going to have so many horses. That's like my dream come true.
I would kill to go horseback mm-hmm. riding, especially in Tennessee.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Girl, you're in the spot
for
horseback riding.
That's what
we
saying.
Are actually going to go next week. I seriously.
Wait, really?
100%.
Wait, like me and you or like us?
No. Well, me and you.
Okay.
It's going to be fun. I also have a friend who would go with us, I think. But I definitely want to go horseback riding.
No, I do.
It's my favorite thing.
Here's my tea and my truth.
Tell me.
I'm going to be so terrified. So terrified because every time I like actually get near a horse, I'm like, wait, wow, they're a lot bigger.
But they are, I mean, something about horses. Like, I grew up with horses because my aunt and my cousin always rode and they had horses like on their land. So, like, I connect with horses and it sounds so stupid. And I sound like freaking horse Kendall girl. Jenner, like mm-hmm. Kendall Jenner, who's like, oh, just horses are just so beautiful. But they really, really, really are so spiritual. Like, I don't know. You have a connection with a horse.
No, they are. And yeah. I mean, and it's the whole thing too, is that they, they're like really in touch with like human emotion. So they, that hence why, like, if you're scared, they'll basically like,
oh yeah,
not well, come near you.
I was talking to my hairstylist, Phil, shout out Phil. He's literally the greatest. But I was talking to him and he was talking about how his daughter wanted to get into horseback riding. Mm-hmm. And I was like, boy, watch out for your wallet. Like, once you start, you're never going to stop. They're
it's
never going to stop.
Too.
And it's so expensive. But also, he was like, yeah, we wanted to also do like, maybe, I don't know who this was for, but he was talking about like therapy on horseback.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that is so smart because you genuinely are like, there's something so calming about them. There's something just so beautiful about being on a horse. And like, mm-hmm. you just feel so like, I don't know. It's like a weird, I don't know how to explain it, but you do feel like so in touch with your emotions. I don't know.
Yeah.
I sound crazy.
But I mean, it's so true. I don't know if it's because they're just big animals. I don't know what it is, mm-hmm. but like when oh my God, this was actually a long, long time ago than I actually think it was. But when I was around a lot of horses recently, like, just like, you know, you just put your hand on their nose. There's just something so, I also can't describe it, but it's just like a feeling. And I don't know why we hate on all these horse girls because you know what? They know something we don't.
Oh no, they are onto something and they don't want anybody else to know about it because literally the horse, like, community.
Yeah.
They are... There's a huge community for it, but like, oh my God, I'm like, I want to be you. I want to be you so bad.
I know. Everyone's like, oh, a horse girl. She's so weird. I'm like, we
know.
I'm like, that's kind of cool.
No, I envy a horse girl. Yeah. Envy. I
also, don't care if you're outfit to go riding.
I mean, English and Western both fucking both eat.
Yeah.
But okay, wait. Anyways.
Wait, before we change, did you see the Bella Hadid? Is it Bella Hadid?
Oh my God, in New York?
Yes, on the horse.
I'm gagged.
She's literally, she's not strutting. The horse is strutting and she's just hair in the wind. I'm like.
No, straight up. Like the sexiest thing I've seen.
You know, I'd be like.
No, I.
Holding off for dear
life. Oh my God. So I watched Yellowstone and I'm obsessed with Yellowstone. And we went horseback riding with my sisters and we were doing a photo shoot, right? So we. We go to this place to go horseback riding and I'm the last to get on a horse, right? Mm-hmm. These motherfuckers put me on a donkey. I swear to God. I swear I was on an ass. I was riding an ass, dude. I was on a fucking donkey and I'm like, I cannot even. I was so mad. I was so mad, dude, because we did like a whole photo shoot for
this
shit.
On a donkey.
And I was on a donkey.
Wait, did you switch horses or something?
Okay, so we were on, right.
I'm like, because I know the photo.
Yes, I was on a white horse in the photo. But dude, okay, so I got on a donkey and my mom immediately saw my face. I was pissed. I was angry. The donkey was an angel. It was really an ass. It was a cross between a donkey and a horse, but it was more donkey than horse, if you will.
Wait, is that what is classified as an ass? Donkey?
Yeah. Yeah. An ass is like a horse and a donkey, I think.
Wait, and a donkey's just a donkey?
I think so. I could be totally wrong. We digress. But yeah. My mom immediately saw my face and she was like, oh, she's pissed.
She's because mad.
I spent so much money for like the photographer to come out with us. Like, that's expensive to have a photographer come out with you and like ride a horse and go take pictures of you on a horse.
Yeah, they're a whole nother person a part of this adventure.
Right. And so my mom knew that I was so mad and I didn't talk to anyone for like half the ride. And then they wouldn't let you switch on the ride because they're like, for safety reasons, you have to stay on your horse or ass, apparently. And so my mom looked at the girl who was leading us and she was like, listen, and my mom's so good at persuading people. She was like, my daughter here, she's an influencer. She always pulls that card. She's an influencer and she paid for this photographer. It's very expensive. She needs to get on a normal horse to take a picture really quick.
She can't be on an ass.
I cannot be on an ass, dude. And like, he was so sweet and I wasn't mad at him.
poor guy. Poor guy's like going back to the stables like, no one ever chooses me.
Likes me.
No one ever wants to ride me.
He spiritually connected to me and knew that I was fucking mad.
Yeah.
Dude. So my mom like persuaded the girl to switch with me and we were like in a creek and we got the shots and then after that I was like dee, 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 dee. Me and my ass were just like dee, 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 dee. He's like having a blast and I was happy after that, but like my luck to
did he have a name?
I don't remember.
Oh, you know how like they're always like pull their horse around, they're like, oh, you have Crystal.
Yeah, right. Oh my god, I always wanted to name my horse Crystal.
Wait, really?
Straight up.
I think I wanted to name my our dog Crystal growing up.
Well, I love the name Crystal. That's such like a girly, like when you're young, that's what you want to be named, you know?
Sure. I think I was like growing up being like, oh, I want to be Crystal. Mm. But I think I remember when my family got our like first, not our first dog, but like early childhood dog. And all me and my brothers were like, oh, like what do we name her and all this stuff? And I feel like I was like Crystal.
Yeah.
And then finally we were like Lacey. And my dad, I think they were not recently, but like as we got older, my dad was like, yeah, when you guys were throwing out these names, they're all like stripper names.
Crystal
Lacey.
No, that reminds me of seen what is it, Teddy, I think, or Ted?
Oh, Ted, yeah.
Ted, where they're like calling out names and they're like, see, he's like naming off names for like this teddy bear's fucking girlfriend and they're like Jamie Lynn, Sarah Lynn,
yes,
Robelyn. That's literally the one. That made me think of that. I still crack up at that freaking scene. Me and my sisters always do that. So I asked our followers if they could ask us any questions on our stories. And I feel like we got a lot of good ones. So I feel like we're going to answer a few questions and then we'll get into the watch of the week. Okay.
Why am I nervous?
I know, I am too. Okay, here we go. So the first one would be, okay, favorite movies from your childhood that you watched over and over and over?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I have so many. LOL.
Oh my God, LOL is so good.
I like that movie so much that I made a point to purchase it on the iTunes store. Because that was a thing, and have it on my iPod growing up so I could watch it wherever I was.
I watched that a little bit later in life, actually, and I am obsessed with it. I'm going to watch it this week because it's so good.
It's so good. The music, too.
My God. Yeah.
I love that
movie. I would say my childhood movie, which is like so embarrassing, but me and my sister literally like, these are like things that we still say today.
Yeah.
The movie's Pink Panther.
Wait, really?
Dude, straight up, Pink Panther, Talladega Nights, White Chicks. We were in those movies so hard that we literally still quote them to this day.
I mean, fair enough. Those are like classics.
Oh, for sure.
Pink Panther.
No, that's not really
a classic. Outlier, but like Talladega Nights, White Chicks, like White Chicks is an iconic movie.
Oh, 100%. Like, oh, you want to talk about Mother?
Yeah, I mean, like literally, 1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton.
Yeah. No, it's
like the most, like, truly, I don't know what the most quoted movie is, but like that
it's gotta
is
be one of them.
One of them.
Well, Pink Panther's definitely ours. Like, we go straight into like, Ziweza is a little mad. Like, we literally still talk about that to this day. It's so embarrassing, but that's one of my childhood movies that I will never forget.
I just have so many, like, I have so many girly ones, like, mm-hmm. LOL, mm-hmm. another Cinderella story.
Mm.
I guess you can say She's the Man.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that. Like, chick flicks set yeah. stuff. But since I had two older brothers, there's also things like
Step Brothers.
Like, yeah, there's more like Step Brothers and like the, wow. Well, I guess Kicking and Screaming.
Kicking and Screaming.
That's
funny.
A good one, too. Yeah. But like, there's all these, like, I have such a wide range, but also I definitely watched a lot of movies before I should have watched them. Like, I was definitely too young.
Well, we were the youngest. Like, we, yeah. of course we did. Of course we did.
And there's one that stuck out to me, which is kind of funny. I can't remember exactly which one it is, but it's Scary Movie
No.
4, 3. It's the one with the grudge.
At what age?
I had to have been like 8.
Oh my God.
And
girl, I was still in my Barbie era.
When I tell you, well, I liked Beetlejuice, so.
Oh, of course. No, we've already talked about this. We've already debriefed.
But I watched that movie, kid you not. It's a comedy, first off.
Oh, yeah.
A comedy.
But
your
terrifying.
Girl couldn't sleep for like a week. I was going to my parents' room going, Mom.
Yeah.
Which is also a sidetrack that I have to go on. Did you ever go into your parents' room and you're like, you go to your mom and you go, Mom. And she doesn't wake up because you're like nervous. You're
oh,
like,
yeah.
Mom.
Yeah.
Mom. And then you go to poker and she's like, she's being risen from the dead.
No, because my mom is the lightest sleeper. Like, I couldn't get away
Same.
With anything as a kid because she will wake up at like my breath in her ear. Like, literally, she is the lightest sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I would like sleep with my mom and I'm like such a fidgeter, like I fidget all of the time. And she literally is like, I'm not sleeping with you because you fidget. Like, stop moving or I cannot sleep. Mm-hmm. So that's my truth. But no, I always went into my sister's room. Like, they were always like my go-to. Okay. We had, oh my God. When me and my sisters, so we were living with my mom in an apartment. We had two bedrooms. We each, like, me and Peyton shared a room.
Shared.
Rachel, Tori shared a room. We had phones that connected to each room. So we would call each other on the phone and be
That's so cool.
It was the coolest thing that we've ever, like, I will never forget that too. It's like the coolest thing ever. They were literally like the lipstick.
I was
going to
say the Bratz ones.
100%. And I would literally call and be like, guys, can we go downstairs and go get cereal? Like, I can't sleep or whatever. And it'd be like 12 a.m.
See, that's the thing, having brothers. There was none of that.
No, man, sisters are so special.
Yeah, I was like,
so special.
More so, I was just getting like, you know, tough skin.
Yeah, right.
Being okay. Like, I walk downstairs, like, what's on your face?
And yeah.
I'm like, makeup.
You're a tough girl, honestly. No, see, that's my thing. I wish that they would have done that because my makeup in middle school was atrocious.
Yeah.
And I wish they would have been meaner. Okay. Are either of you married? What influenced that? And what would you like your love life to look like? It's a tough one.
That's a deep question.
We're not married.
Nope, not married.
We're both in very serious
relationships.
We live with our mans.
Mans.
And yeah, I mean, I feel like next step for both of us is definitely marriage.
Marriage, yeah.
Me and Jackson like to skip around and do
baby first. I mean, not to say that me and Will aren't serious. We are serious. But you definitely have another element of seriousness to your relationship.
We do.
Which is a child.
A baby, a if baby. You will. And now a freaking puppy.
Yeah.
So the next step, God willing, is a ring. God bless.
She's been
begging
yeah. And me too, honestly,
right?
Or Shay.
No. I was gonna say for you, I'm like, no, I'm actually on the edge of my seat for you.
I
too
literally was like, I
bitch, what if
we'll
we have
beg.
What if we have a double wedding?
We ain't doing that.
hell no.
I like to be the center of attention for my wedding day.
No, 100%.
Even though I know this girl physically, launch party, I can't even, we had a joint party and I couldn't even speak words. I was so nervous.
Oh, we were, oh.
I'm like, imagine a wedding.
Oh. I was going to say, I would marry you though.
Oh, I would marry you too.
In a heartbeat.
You know what?
You
actually.
What are you marrying right now?
This is an engagement. This is an opal.
Okay. Love an opal. Yeah, I think we're both definitely awaiting the marriage part.
Yeah.
We both want it. Uh-huh. We're both excited for it.
I definitely want to be married.
Yeah.
One day in the future.
I think me and Jackson are we didn't want to be like, I don't know. We didn't want to rush marriage just because we had a baby. So we didn't want to be like, you know, a shotgun wedding, I guess, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yes. So we didn't want to have a shotgun wedding. We wanted to like make sure that it's what we want, when we want, how we want. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were very young when we had Rome. I was 21 when we found out I was pregnant. So very much like very quickly happening. And I don't know. I think that I'm glad that we did it this way because I have had time to also grow into myself and kind of grow up. My frontal lobe is now developed, everyone.
Yay.
Thank God. So I'm glad that I've waited because I feel like now I can do it in a way that makes me very happy. And that's in a way that I truly will, you know, look back on and enjoy and think like, oh, that wasn't rushed. That wasn't,
yeah,
you know, that was exactly how I wanted it to be. So I'm glad that we're waiting. I'm about over waiting though.
So, like, I'm at my wit's end.
I am. So
I feel the same way because I also think living in Nashville, Tennessee, there are a lot of people that are married.
Oh yeah.
That are our age.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's like, as a female, there's a lot of pressure to be married, or like that there's something wrong with your relationship because you're not married at 25, 26, 27 years old.
Well, it's also the South.
And that's the thing too. And so like, and also I just think in general society, like being 27 and like, I feel like our parents all got married younger. They had kids younger. My grandparents, my grandma had my mom when she was 21. So it's like such a different like time now.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to keep level-headed about that too. But at the same time, I'm like, I feel the same way where I'm like, I don't want to rush it because I feel like I'm supposed to be married. And mm-hmm. I'm like, it's just not, I feel the same way. I just want it to be someone, the right time, the right person. And if that's when I'm 30, if that's next year, if that's tomorrow, then mm-hmm. that's great. But like, I would never want to rush it just because
of what anyone
it's
else
supposed
thinks.
I'm supposed to be doing that.
Well, also let's think about that generation and how many are divorced.
Well, so that's the other thing. I think I know more people that are divorced mm-hmm. at my age than I do know that are married. Like they were yeah. married for a year or two and now they're separating. And I'm yeah. just like, that's so sad. I don't want to be
right.
that.
But I feel like the generation before us where they were getting married at 21, 22, they a lot of the times they weren't the best because they weren't taking that time to figure themselves out first.
Exactly. Because like, imagine how much you have changed from 21 to
now.
No,
I did a full 180.
That's what I'm saying. Like
180.
I mean, even like graduating college to now, I'm like a totally different person. What am I going to be like in 3 years?
Yeah.
When I turn 30.
Yeah. But my love life, what do we... So the last question of one was, what would you want your love life to look like? And I am living it. Like, seriously? I was thinking about this question today because I was like... That's a tough one. It really is because it's like everyone wants that fantasy, like, you know, what they see in movies. But, mm-hmm. you know, right now in my life, me and Jackson are happy. We are at peace. And I think what's so crazy is me personally, I have not seen a peaceful relationship in my life. So for me, I thought that peace meant something's wrong. What's mm-hmm. wrong? I need to spice things up. What problem is there that I need to bring up?
Yeah.
So it's like I wasn't comfortable being at peace in a relationship. And now that I am, and now that I've been in a peaceful relationship for a while, it's like now I'm like, this is what it looks like. And yeah. so for me, it's like crazy living it because watching, you know, growing up, I've just never seen it. And so I always thought it was wrong, like something was wrong. But mm-hmm. now that my frontal lobe has been developed.
Yep,
things are good.
We are grown.
Now I understand what a peaceful relationship looks like. And sometimes that's boring. Sometimes it's like, oh, well, like, what happened to the crazy romance? And what happened to this and that? Mm-hmm. And like, what happened to like all of these feelings and like the butterflies and stuff like that? Like, that's not what you should be looking for. Like, a peaceful relationship can look boring. It doesn't have to be spicy all the time. It doesn't yeah. have to be crazy all the time. Like,
well, that's the thing. Like, a lot, you know, that's how I guess I've definitely changed a lot is like, in college and just like even just growing up and being in relationships, like I just always felt the need where it's like in college, if I would stay in and like my boyfriend would go out, I physically couldn't go to sleep because I'm like, well, what is he doing? Blah, blah, blah. What? You shouldn't feel like that. Mm-mm. And you should be able to go have a great time. Text me when you get home. I might be awake. I might not. And that's great. And you should peacefully sleep at night. And I think that is one of the biggest things that when I started dating Will, I was able to lay my head peacefully at night and go to sleep and not even have a worry in the world that he was cheating on me, just doing something wrong or, you know, lying to me or whatever it is. I'm just like, I know he would never do that to me. So right. It's like, and that's to that point, peace. And that's peace.
Right.
It's a very peaceful, like, he trusts me, I trust him. And then, like, truly trust. If you do not have that, your relationship will not work.
No.
You will go and drive yourself insane.
That's what I'm saying. With the peace thing, it's like, if you can't trust somebody, you will never have a peaceful relationship.
No.
Because you will never feel completely like, we're good. I'm at ease. Yep. I don't have to get fired up about anything. And that is so major. And what's crazy with me and Jackson is we really grew up together. We became young parents together. And it was a tough, tough time. I won't say that it wasn't.
I mean,
because
you had
it was
very, very different
path. 100%. It was very hard to, because we also had Rome early in our relationship too. Mm-hmm. So we were learning each other as we were learning to be parents. And that was extremely hard. Because learning to even live with someone is like...
That's a whole nother beast that people don't talk about. And I like, because I remember when I was about to move in with Will, I think I was like, you know, I love him, but like, man.
Right.
Drives you up a wall.
Well, you're like, you can't, like, you're on completely opposite, like, schedules. You're on completely opposite, like, cleaning ways.
Yeah.
Like,
suddenly
anything.
It's the little things. It's like... Suddenly you realize, you know, living with roommates, you kind of realize it too, but like you are not dating your roommate. It's
no.
not someone that you're like, you know, potentially seeing a future with and like maybe planning the rest of your life with. It's now someone, you have a roommate that you're like, oh no, this is going to be the next 50 to 60 years of my life.
Yeah,
if he doesn't learn to pick up the towel off the floor. We're going to have problems.
No, we're going to have major problems.
Major problems.
Yes. So exactly. But it was like on top of, so we started living together as I was pregnant. So mm-hmm. It was like,
that's a double whammy.
Double whammy, baby. And it was a struggle. We really, really, really did struggle. But I think that us going through that made us so much closer. Anyways, to digress to the point.
Yes.
I am living my dream love life.
Yeah. And I think I kind of just added to that.
for sure. But anyway, yeah, we're both in amazing relationships. We met through our boyfriends. So it's really cool that we get to kind of all flourish as couples.
Yeah, I do say that we're better friends than they are, though, now. So
100%. We're in love.
And we are.
Okay.
We're going to get married on this podcast.
Right now?
Right now.
Did you
get a priest?
Get the ring. Bring the priest in.
Jackson, are you ordained?
No, he is ordained. Straight up, he's ordained.
We have a priest.
We have a priest, everybody. Anyway, man. That's fucking funny. He really got ordained. That's hilarious.
I'll get a white sweatsuit.
I will too. Oh, my God. Okay, another one.
Ooh,
this one's kind of tough.
Oh,
and I'll let you start.
Oh, no.
Okay, so what are your number one tips for girls who are growing up in this generation? This is a really tough one because you can't figure things out until you figure them out. You know what I mean? Until you go through it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, and this is a lot easier to say than to do, but like really... just try and get to know yourself and like be who you are, because I know from my own experience, I don't think I really figured out who I was, like truly, truly confident in myself and like who I was as a human being and have my own opinions, not based off of friends or anything like that, is when COVID happened and I ended up living with my parents for 2 years. And I, you know, was in my hometown where I have one of my high school best friends. She lives there. So I'd see her every so often to like get lunch or whatever. But like, I was truly like, what do I actually like? What are my hobbies? What do I want to do with my life? Who am I? What's my favorite color? Like, without any outside perspective from like being in college and, you know, hearing what other people like. And then you're like, oh, well, I like that too. And like, you might actually like it, but like, you also might be, your environment might like influence what you like. So I think just truly like trying to be true to yourself is like one of the biggest things, because that ultimately in the end will be what makes you happy.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. I also think that, I mean, same point as you, but mm-hmm. falling in love with yourself, that yeah. you hear that all the time, but it's harder said than done again, because, you know, what does that mean? Falling in love with yourself, what does that mean? But it's like truly loving yourself to your core, to the point where you don't question mm-hmm. yourself when you are hanging out with friends, or when you are, you know, doing anything. You're not like going home and being like so insecure because you're like questioning everything that you did. Just be confident, I think, in yourself and your decisions, because that is who you are. That's yeah. who you are. And that's like a beautiful thing. And if you are around people who appreciate that, then let them go, because that's not about you. It's about them.
And look, I think that like falling in love with yourself, being true to yourself, like is truly, there's never an end game for that. Like, I still have my own personal insecurities, but like I am confident in myself to like know what I want, know what I like, know my worth as a human being, which I think like when I was younger, I didn't, which is like, it's sad to think that way, because everyone I think is beautiful and important in their own ways, but no one really sees it. And I just think falling in love with yourself, there mm-hmm. is no end game. So like, don't let that.
Yeah, you will definitely go through waves of yeah. things. And so it's, and life is a constant wave. It's a it's a wave of ups and downs. It's where you're feeling really good, and it's about when you're feeling really shitty. What makes me feel really good is to continuously do things that do make me feel good and that do make me feel confident. So I think we both can relate on this. We both work out, and if I don't work out, I don't feel confident. And it's not mm-hmm. about my body. It's not about how I look. It's not anything to do with that. It's more about how I feel, like my freaking endorphins. Like,
the endorphins yeah. from working out is truly what made me like a little bit addicted to it.
For sure.
But I mean, being a swimmer my whole life and working out like religiously, when there was a moment where I no longer had to work out when I graduated college, I like stopped. It was truly the worst I've ever felt in my life. And that goes to like physically, mentally, like just it's a whole package, and it just affects every other part of my life and the yes. way that I act as a human being. Like, I just didn't like who I was, and I wasn't confident in myself. I hated taking pictures. I did not feel good. And that's when I realized that like COVID happened. I moved in with my parents, and I was like, wait, no, I love working out. Like, I mm-hmm. actually love it. And the endorphins you get after it mm-hmm. is an insane feeling.
100%. And I think my mom also raised me to be like very active. And that coach. Is something that we call her coach. because she is. She was my cheerleading coach in middle school.
Was she really?
Talk about terrifying, bitch. Like, she was rough on me. Yes, but I was captain of the cheer team and she was coach.
I am dead. Yeah. I did not know this.
Yeah, no, but she would make us work out so hard as like a cheer team, and she would do everything with us. Like, she was running those laps. She was doing mm-hmm. those push-ups. She was a great coach. But there were some things that I didn't know. So like, she did raise me to be active, but there were some things that I didn't know. Like, she did not raise me to eat great. Mm-hmm. Like, we were eating a lot of fast food, and so that was very hard for me to, like, growing up, I was like, oh my God, like, how do I cook? And so it's like, just like health overall mm-hmm. would have changed my life in so many ways. So I think that like also eating healthy makes yeah, me feel say, really good.
You saying that, just, I wish I started eating better. And that doesn't mean you have to eat like clean and pristine all the time.
Rust and chicken every unless night.
That's your thing. You want to do bodybuilding and stuff, then like, to each their own. That's so hard. So more power to you. But like, I try to eat relatively healthy now, but in college, I ate like a 12-year-old boy. Like, I was eating Papa John's twice a week. You ask my college roommates, this girl got a large pineapple pizza with garlic sauce from Papa John's.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And I was the only one eating it. It was just me.
I mean, as a young girl, though, it's like okay to like bypass these things.
Oh, 100%. Have fun.
Yeah, have fun. Have fun. Just be confident. And I think confidence is really, really, really what takes the cake in all of this. And like, we find confidence in working out, in eating healthy, yeah. but confidence is the underlying message here. I think being confident, being sure of yourself is definitely like the main message. So I think if I were more confident when I were younger, I would have made a lot better decisions, and I wouldn't have made decisions based on other people's opinions, because that's where I found validation. And I think that that's like the biggest thing as a young girl. Social media is really hard. So like, try and put your phone down and take a deep breath. And that sounds so fucking annoying of me to say.
So mom of me.
But like, honestly, I need, like, me as an adult, full-grown adult woman, I need to put it down and I need to stop making decisions based on that. I need to stop thinking about it. I need to, like, take a deep breath, go read a book. Reading has been like a main thing in my adulthood, which has also made me feel really good. But just like getting out of your head, I feel like social media really makes you get into your head and make you feel insecure in so many ways, because there are so many ways for you to feel insecure when you're looking at all these beautiful girls, you're looking at all of these crazy, you know, outfits and all of these like workout gurus, all of these things. Like, just get out of that and get out of your head and just live your life and like do what makes you happy. I think that's my main thing, is like, I like to stay busy. I like to hang out with girlfriends. I like to stay busy. I like to do things that make me happy. And we love to watch TV. We love to like hang out. We love to talk about these things, like make girlfriends, keep your girlfriends close. Oh my God, I can go on and on and on and on.
I know. There's not an X amount of tips that I feel like either of us could give you, nor is it the answer, but I think it's just ultimately being confident and being who you are
and being sure of that.
I guess the next topic we have to talk about is
watch of the week,
the movie we watched.
Okay, which
and movie? It is called Uglies. Yes. I'm sure you probably have heard of it. It's very new on Netflix. It's basically about, well, first of all, it's based off a book series, if you will, from quite a while ago, but it's about a dystopian future of young adults living in the city. And the premise of it is that when you turn 16, you get this surgery and you become pretty. And that is basically how they solve all the problems in the world. War. No one hates anyone because everyone's pretty. So what is there to be mad about? The main character and the secondary main character, if you will, kind of, I guess, rebel in a way.
Yeah. So I think of this movie a lot like I think of Divergent.
Oh, I was going to say Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Same vibe.
Same vibe for sure. But way worse, dude.
I got to tell you, this movie is
B-A-D. B-A-D bad. It's bad. Sorry.
Terrible.
Continue.
No, terrible. It's terrible.
Okay, so here's my initial thoughts, because I'm like, okay, this was a book, right? I read a lot. I read a lot of series. I am very into books. And this is what I fear to my core, what will happen with A Court of Thorn and Roses, with Fourth Wing. This is what
very
like,
on par with that kind of stuff.
I will be heartbroken. I will be shattered if this is what comes out of the books that I love and adore, because now it's going to change my entire view on them. So I apologize as a reader who has read this book and now has to watch this
movie. That's what I was seeing a lot of people say. That's what's really sad, is that it's our age group that read these books. So now it's like, what, like maybe like, let's say 10-ish years later, that Netflix decided to pick this up and make a movie of it.
Listen, if Netflix is doing it, I know it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Which is really sad, because they honestly, this movie could have been good.
Ugh.
But like,
yeah,
just from the pure basis of changing from ugly to pretty was terrible.
Weird.
I was like,
and if that's the premise of the book, then I'm like, I don't know if that's a read.
Same. I think the whole premise of the book, movie, whatever, is a little weird, but I'm guessing the book's way better than the movie.
Well, I understand the message. I understand what they're trying to do, but I think that the ugly pretty thing is just like
weird.
It's weird. It's like, can you like kind of grow up a little bit? And that's like, is there anything else we can call it?
Okay, that's what I thought. I kind of felt like I was watching a child's movie.
Right.
While I was watching this, I was like, I feel like I'm too old to be watching this for some reason.
And Ugly and Pretty.
It was just cringy.
It was cringe. It was really bad.
Oh my God. This is the part that I truly could not get over, was the CGI for the hoverboard stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, well, yeah. Suddenly now I'm watching a cartoon.
No, straight up. They're like, yeah. Like trying to go really fast. It's like Twilight when they're running.
Oh my God, literally. Literally. And then it pans like a close up on their face, and it's clearly like they're in a room with a fan that's blowing on them. Like, wow, check this out.
And right.
I'm like, oh my God.
And I hate to say it. I hate to say it because I'm really not a hater.
Mm-hmm.
But any Joey King movie.
I don't. Unfortunately, she has been typecasted for bad Netflix movies.
Really, really bad. And like, have you seen The Kissing Booth?
Kissing Booth, yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Is that what it is?
I think so, but I haven't watched it only because of Joey King. And I'm really not like trying to be mean because I'm sure she's, I don't know. I don't know what she is, but I just don't want to watch it.
I heard someone say that when they watch movies with her in it, she's not a character, she's just Joey King.
She is just Joey King. She will always be Joey King, no matter if she's ugly or pretty in the movie. She is just Joey King. And I'm sorry to say it.
That was my other thing, is what was it at the end? Way at the end. She was like, my name is Tally and make me pretty. And
I'll pass away right now.
I
never want to relive that moment ever again in my life.
Well, I relived it.
It's bad.
So I, on my way to Arizona, just, you know, 2 days ago, I watched this movie at like 5 a.m. and I fell asleep in the middle of it. And Shay was like, oh, I watched that movie too. I was like, let's talk about it on the podcast. But I was like, man, I should probably watch it again because I fell asleep. I can't believe I watched that movie twice.
You watched that. You went through that twice.
It was so bad.
You went through that twice. I will say though, the only thing that made me happy was like the ending. They really did like change a lot. Like I don't know. Like, she really did eat at the very, very end.
Oh, with that bold glamour filter?
Yeah, babe. It's like the gold eyes, that bold glamour, baby. Like, she looked good.
I was like, wow, she looks great.
Okay. Anyway, but the ugly pretty thing, like, they really did that well. But it's not, except for Chase.
Oh, Chase Stokes.
He got a little bit uglier when he got pretty, apparently.
Yeah, I was like, suddenly we're giving him blonde hair.
Blonde hair, horrible.
Yeah, like bleach blonde.
And then they put so much makeup on him.
So much makeup.
That it was like,
and then
I cannot take you seriously.
And then it killed me. They leveled him up one more level of pretty.
So now you're a fast, crazy pretty? Like, fuck off.
No, that's crazy. She basically was like, well, for people like you, we have like a special thing that we can do. Basically, the next level of pretty. And they put him in this basically a Halloween costume of let's go fast.
Right. We're going to be faster and stronger. Oh my God. I cannot take you seriously. Also, that fucking scene where they're like sitting in her office and she's like, so you felt things when you saw Tally? And he's like, yeah. It's like bad acting again. Like, I cannot take it seriously.
The acting in that movie, well, which is sad because like, what's her name? Dr. Cable or Mayor Cable, big lady, the villain. I wouldn't say she's a bad actor because she was in Orange is the New Black.
No, she's fabulous. She's
phenomenal.
Yes.
But in this movie, I don't care. You could have been the best actor on this earth. Just this movie made you bad.
I'm so sorry. It's just the script.
It must be
the script. It's tough. And it wanted to be Divergent so fucking bad.
It wanted to be Divergent, Maze Runner, The Hunger Games.
Just any
dystopian movie.
Revolutionary, like crazy movie. And it was the opposite. I'm so sorry. You guys really tried. Netflix, if you ever take on any series that I'm reading right now, I will not be watching because you will ruin it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, look, ACOTAR is never going to be picked up by Netflix. That will be a theatrical movie for sure.
Oh, I think it's by Hulu and I'm okay with that.
Hulu does a good job.
Hulu does a great job. What?
You didn't start Tell Me Lies.
Oh my God. Okay, moving on to the next watch of the week, you guys. I started Tell Me Lies today.
I'm so happy.
Oh.
I love that show.
You have no idea. This is the kind of show, I literally wrote this down in my notes when I was watching. I was like, this is the kind of show that you wish you could watch for the first time again.
Yep. And I'm watching it again.
And you are watching it again. But it's like, I feel that way with books a lot. It's like, I wish I could read it for the first time. Like,
it doesn't hit the same.
It never hits the same.
Well, I know like a lot, like I'm in season two. So like I know a lot of stuff that happens and I'm just like, I know the feelings you're feeling watching this. And I'm just like,
oh, it's a lot. So let's talk about it. Let's move on to the next. Let's talk about it. Okay. So Lucy in the beginning, I'm going to just
speak from your, because I'm so far.
Yes, and I feel like you have more of an understanding, but for me right now where I'm at, I'm on the second episode of the first season, and I've not even finished it, okay? So I'm a little baby. I'm a little baby.
She's a newbie.
Yeah, I'm a newbie with this TV show.
But she loves it.
Yes, yeah, so Lucy.
Lucy.
So here's my thing, and I think that they definitely did this on purpose. Lucy, in the beginning, she is kind of relatable because, like, people called her the ice queen in high school. Mm-hmm. She's very, like, emotionless, and I feel that a lot because maybe not to my friends, but just, like, for people who see me every day, it's, like, I can be that way. I can be very emotionless. I can be very, like, just detached from whatever's going on and, like, not completely understanding other people's feelings. Like, in the beginning, she broke up with her boyfriend the day she went to college, and he was like, "You're fucking crazy." And she's like, "Oh, sorry, I'm not as upset as you think I should be."
I know.
I resonated with that so much because I feel like sometimes I can just be emotionless. So I did relate to her.
No, I do too.
That was the point, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that she was definitely like supposed to be that way, like relatable. But then she goes to college, and then a lot of stuff happens. She meets this guy, which, like, okay. First thoughts on Steven. He's very not attractive.
No.
Like, does he get any more attractive?
I mean, like, no.
Okay, right,
no.
Right.
Yeah, no, I still don't understand the lore of Steven.
I don't get it.
And I think a lot of people are on the same page as that, but I almost feel like that's supposed to be part of his character, but I don't want to say too much about that.
Okay.
But yeah.
Right. And that's okay. So I said in my notes... Steven is definitely not that cute.
Well, she does say, I'm pretty sure in the first two episodes, she says, I don't think I'm that attracted to him unless he's in front of me.
Well, that's the thing. And I wrote again after that, I said, but he has a swagger to him. Mm-hmm. So for somebody who has a bit of a swagger, who has a bit of a charm, your looks will change completely to me.
Same. I'm a big, this sounds like I'm cool, but like I am a big personality girl.
100%.
Like, you could be the most attractive guy on this earth, but if you are a brick wall, there's no chance. You with me with you, no chance.
No
chance.
You have to make me laugh. You have to be quirky. You have to find me funny.
Yeah, you have to laugh at me. If you don't laugh at me, then...
Yikes. Something's wrong with you.
There's the door, because I'm a comedian.
Right. I'm hilarious. If you don't laugh at me, I don't like you.
Exactly.
But he does have kind of a swagger to him, and I'm finding that out more in the second episode. He is just a douchebag, though. Like, he really, 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 really badly sucks.
Look, he plays a great college guy.
So here was my other note, and I want you to talk more about this because I have not lived the college life. I have not lived that life, but I think they're portraying it really well. Like, the way that I imagine.
In what sense? Parties or like?
In the sense of like, I want to go to a party tonight. What's happening? And you go to the next dorm or you go to the house, you go to the frat house. That's what I'm thinking like college life is like.
It is, in a way. So, I mean, because I was an athlete, I wasn't really going out during the week so much. But there was always a party every Friday, every Saturday.
But I am like looking at it kind of like as that girl who never went to college. And I'm like, oh my God, I wish that I could live that life until the girl dies. Because what the fuck? That's pretty crazy.
I didn't realize how early that happened in the season.
Oh, that's crazy.
When I was rewatching, I was like, oh my God.
And I'm thinking also as like the roommate, as Lucy, who was like kind of bitchy, like, listen, I don't want to go. I'm not going with you. Please stop pressuring me. That's weird of you to pressure me. And like, understand her part 100%. But also, like, that sucks having to be her in that whole situation. But then I found out that the guy saw her crash her car and did nothing about it. And I feel like the little brother of Wrigley.
Drew. Yeah.
Drew found out that it was her who crashed her car, and he watched it happen. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, you didn't tell anybody. Like, that's actually horrible of you. Hate you for that. Because mm-hmm. what if she could have lived? Hate you for that. But I feel like there's a lot more to that story.
I can't wait.
Oh, girl, don't start
I'm like
with
listening
me.
To you say this, and I'm like,
don't
oh.
start with me because I'm going to get crazy. I'm actually like obsessed already. I'm like waiting for this to end so that I can go watch it. So that's where I'm at in the series. I'm literally, I think, halfway through the second episode. So we'll have to talk more about this one because I'm kind of obsessed.
I feel like this will be an ongoing conversation.
For sure, which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Very excited about. Okay, let's move on. We're going to do the See You Next Tuesday of the week, everyone. So I'm going to tell a story that I saw on TikTok, okay? And so Shannon excited. Shannon doesn't know this story yet, which I feel like it's not that big of a story on TikTok, but it is a story. And oh. I think it's a hot take, if you will.
Ooh.
So here we go.
Okay.
So we have a young, blonde, beautiful tennis coach, right?
Okay.
So that's
not where I thought we were starting.
That's where we're starting, babes. And she, you know, teaches a lot of her friends. She teaches a lot of her friends' husbands, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So her friend recommended her to a couple to teach her husband how to play tennis or do lessons with him, whatever. So she shows up and she is on TikTok telling the story about how she shows up and she's in like a very cute tennis outfit. Me and you both wear very cute tennis outfits. We get it.
Yeah.
She goes and she teaches, she does a lesson with this woman's husband at their house and she leaves. She thought it was great and then whatever, and she's ready to go back and she hears from her friends that the wife does not want her to be their tennis coach anymore. And they said, her friends said that it was because of her outfits. She said that it was like because her outfits were too, I guess, revealing and the wife did not want her in her house anymore. And I mean, so that's kind of the story. Hmm. So there's nothing crazy that really happened. She's just like, I'm confused because I thought it was a great lesson. I, you know, had a great time. There was nothing weird that happened. And I don't understand why the wife does not want me around anymore. Hmm. And so she comes on TikTok and she tells her story, but there's a lot of hot takes about it.
Mm-hmm.
So my perspective on this mm-hmm. is like, I understand.
You understand
the wife of the husband
that's saying no to the tennis coach.
Yeah, because
so my thing is I'm like, I feel like the only way I can really figure out how I feel about this is if I could see a picture of what she was wearing.
Okay, so we did see pictures of what she was wearing.
Oh, you did. Okay,
we saw pictures. Okay, just imagine set active.
Here's my thing.
Right.
If you're a tennis coach going to someone's house,
yeah.
So they have a tennis court at their house. I'm going to make a hard assumption. They're probably pretty wealthy.
Yeah.
Is the wife with him in this lesson or is it just the husband?
Just the husband.
Even more. Just the husband. You better be wearing your country club tennis outfit with your collared shirt, button up, long skirt.
But I did see her outfits. It was like a tank covered, skirt covered, but it's like what me and you would wear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like what I would wear, a tennis tank and a skirt, a Lululemon skirt that's probably too short. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
That's the thing. I'm like, I feel like there's nothing wrong with wearing that because me and you wear that.
Absolutely.
But if you're going to go to someone's house, and I think also, I do think that the money part does play into it too, because there's like, just that country club. Like when you go golfing and you go to a private golf course, you have to wear a specific sort of outfit. Like you have to wear, girls have to wear collared shirts and, you know, whatever, skirts or shorts, whatever, bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you should almost take that same kind of dress code, especially if you're going there for a work.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
because you also, I mean, like me, like if that was me in that position, I wouldn't want to give off the wrong vibe either.
Mm-hmm.
So like, that's the thing. I'm like, I'm not gonna wear a tank, even just a tank top. Where
a
like
tank top, even.
Even just the, you know.
Well, here's my thing. Is I think what, again, I just assume, I like to just build stories in my head.
I love it.
But I'm like, I'm thinking as the, from the wife's perspective, I don't care if she was even wearing
a normal,
very conservative outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel insecure even if you were just hot.
Oh no, I get that.
Because
I mean, it's the same thing as like the assistant type thing for like someone having a hot assistant. You're kind of like,
Right. It's like who it's, but it's also, you know, I'm the wife. I'm the owner of this house.
Yep. Yep. I live here.
But I mean, I can pick and choose who I want to be around and who I want to be around my husband, especially.
Oh yeah. It's 100% her right to be like, no, I don't want you to coach my husband anymore.
Right. So I think that she was definitely maybe coming up with an excuse and, and it was like, oh, well, she was wearing a tank top or it was something that she could tell people to come off as a little bit better and not
and
be
just being
so,
like,
because
she's pretty and I'm jelly.
Right. And it's because I don't want to sound insecure because I'm not insecure. But at the same time, I don't want like a young, hot girl coming to teach my husband 1 hour every other week or every week. Or
also,
a week.
When there's definitely male tennis coaches out there.
Right.
It's not like, yeah.
But there's also older tennis coaches. There's also people who you would feel more comfortable with. Like, I feel like I definitely resonate with the wife because, you know, I think about what comes to mind is that episode. Have you seen Sex and the City?
No.
Okay. Well, there's an episode where Charlotte has a new nanny and this new nanny does not wear a bra with anything. So just like, girls are going out and like, free the titty, girl. I feel you. But she just becomes insecure about it. It's like, it's not because I don't trust the husband. It's not because I'm insecure. It's just like, that's where my eyes go. It's where anyone's eyes would go.
It's where I'm looking.
Right. And so like you kind of question that. She's a great nanny. She's a great person. It's not about that. It's just about what do I want in my home and what do I feel comfortable with? And so at the end of the day, she fired her because of that reason.
Wait, wasn't it her that got the tennis coach? The wife?
No. So her friends play tennis and
they
recommended
her for, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there's also this thing called Google. It probably had her name.
Yeah, but I'm like, I don't know. I feel like it's a hot take because it's like if I were a tennis coach, if I were going like in my tank top and thing, like I would be like so confused because I'm like, oh, it was a great lesson. I felt really good about it. And I feel now like shit because I was fired.
Also, look, if they're living in like Florida, girl, wear your tank top. It's hot.
It's hot.
And you're playing tennis.
Right.
Oh, wear your tank top.
It's kind of a hot take because it's like you resonate with both sides of it.
You do.
You're confused, but also you're like, well, I see where she's coming from. That was a fun hot take, I feel like.
Yeah, that's a very interesting one.
But I think we understand.
I understand both sides.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, yeah, I'm confused, but also like, I would, if I were the tennis coach, I wouldn't be like, oh, well, I'm hot. So she fired me because I'm hot. Like, that's definitely not where my mind goes. It's like, what did I do wrong?
Yeah.
Right.
You immediately think you did something wrong.
Right.
So, man.
I know, right?
What a hot take.
What a hot take. But I feel like we understand. Me personally understand.
Yeah. You have more. There's no rhyme or reason why I'm hiring a nanny.
A nanny or an assistant
or an assistant.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyways, I guess that's our see you next Tuesday week. But I don't think any of them are see you next Tuesdays. They're not.
No.
They're not rude. No. They're not mean.
I would say, yeah, no. No. I would say if the wife was mean to her, then yeah, but no.
Well, I think that she definitely lied and was like, oh, it has to have been her outfit.
I think that makes her less of a see you next Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because she's trying to like,
not
cover it up, like in a sense where
yep,
it's something that can feel a little bit more reasonable.
For sure. So anyways, that was our hot take of the week. So I don't know. I'm definitely going to keep watching Tell Me Lies this
week. Oh, yes.
I have to keep, I'm literally like on the edge of my seat with this show. It's
good.
Really, really, really exciting. I don't know. I feel like we have the Joker coming out.
The Joker's coming out. We have a couple scary movies coming out, I believe.
You guys, Halloween is coming up.
I know. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. We have like, what do we have? We have a very cunty Halloween coming up with all of our friends. They're coming over here. We're going to watch some Halloween movies and chat and paint pumpkins or whatever we'll do.
Oh God, I forgot we did that last year.
I know. We did mugs last year.
Well, I did a pumpkin.
Oh, you did a pumpkin.
It was about yay big.
Perfection. We're going to do that. And then we have Halloween party coming up too with the See You Next Tuesday girlies.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm going to be yet.
I was just about to ask you what you're going to be.
I have absolutely no idea. Here's my thing though. Jackson always wants to do like a couple costume, but his couple costumes suck and
he will never
do what I want to do.
I feel like he doesn't like to dress up.
No, he likes to dress up in a way that's like a vampire every year. Or like,
yeah, I was going to say like where it's not very, it's very man dressing up.
Right. We definitely did, yeah. Like, we did one that was really fun, but I won't say because I think it's controversial. but we did one that was really hot when I was pregnant. Anyway, but I don't think that he wants to do anything that's super exciting like I want to do. So maybe me and you should dress up.
Oh, I'm down. I love going all out for Halloween. Like, I unfortunately would spend a lot of money on it.
Oh, for sure. Like, if I have an exciting idea, I'm going to make it happen.
Oh, I go all in. I mean, like, I have a backup idea.
Yep.
Which it's my backup every single year. But yeah, no, like, Will always wants to do something for Halloween, but he doesn't like to dress up. And I'm just like, I'm not going to be that weirdo that's like fully dressed and decked out for Halloween where you're just wearing all black with like ears.
Well, hey, I will dress up as hardcore as I can because yep. I very much love that shit. And I feel like I would actually be really good at going to conventions because I would love
oh, no,
to dress
same.
Up. I love to dress up. I think it's so fun.
Love it. That's why I like going to Bonnaroo.
Oh, right.
It feels like I'm putting on a costume.
Exactly. Oh, that's
why it's so fun.
Eat with your outfits every year. Anyway, but I think me and you should definitely dress up. Him and Jackson can dress up if they want to. Like, yeah. I don't care.
Go do your own thing.
Do your own thing.
They are talking about doing something for Halloween. So you know what? But they just can't do that.
No. No. But they will dress up together. And yeah. Me and you will dress up together. I'm very excited for that. But we have so many ideas. I feel like this is a very good year for like dressing up for Halloween.
Especially like duo.
Ooh, a girl duo too.
Girl duo.
So many ideas. Mm-hmm. Sabrina Carpenter, Jenna Ortega.
You could even do, I think I saw you save this on our TikTok or something. Maybe it was me, honestly, but the Wicked Witch and Glenda. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, that movie's coming out too.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap, you guys, we have so many exciting
I'm
things.
So excited to see that movie.
Me too. I'm glad though that we got to dive into a little bit of different subjects this episode because I feel like we haven't really gotten to, we've just kind of been like movies and TV shows, but this time I'm excited we got to do a little questionnaire with our friends online.
With our friends.
With our lovely friends.
Online.
Yeah. But anyways, I feel like this concludes the third freaking episode.
The third episode. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And as always, our DMs are open for questions like today.
Yes.
Crazy stories.
Please.
Hit us up.
Always.
She's like my backup singer. And that's it. And we love you.
We love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in.
And famously,
we'll see you next Tuesday.